All right, folks, thanks for being here. Thanks for covering the game. We're going to open up with questions over here to the right. Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row, right behind you, Spencer.
Ryan, when you have a half like you guys did in the first half, is it calm in the locker room? Is there a sense of just go out and get the thing done? Or what did you see in the locker room from these guys that made you think that they were going to do what they did in the second half?
It's a good question. I think it's a mixture of feelings. It's almost 200 yards of offense. On defense, we had held them to under 90 yards, but two turnovers, didn't convert on the fourth down. I thought we worked hard trying to score there, and then the last 4 minutes of the first half didn't do that, had the turnover. So there was, on defense, there was an energy, but also even on offense, it's like if we just take care of the football, we can turn this thing and get going, because the score was probably a little bit different if we take care of the ball coming out of halftime. Then, we really wanted to come out and have a great drive, to start the third quarter, and then we start getting the short fields on the turnovers, and the game just, flipped there, and I think it ended up being 28 straight points. And so that was good to see. Not that you like to see those kind of things, but it is good to face a little bit of adversity and see how our team responds, and so all things we can learn from.
Over to the left, Cameron Teague Robinson, The Athletic.
Ryan, it seemed like you guys could run when you wanted to in this game. Deep at the line, kind of controlled Caleb Johnson. For both sides of the ball, how important for this program going forward was it for you to see that you could dictate things up front on off the line and deep at the line?
Well, that was the challenge coming in. It was, we say 60 minutes of inside drill and figure out where we are, running the ball and stopping the run. So we have a reference point moving forward. I think this can give us a lot of confidence moving forward. There was a big challenge to our entire team about physicality and toughness. I thought we answered that. We'll watch the film and get it figured out. But, there's a team right there that feels like, they got challenged and they answered that. But as you can imagine, it didn't take too long for us to, set our focus on Oregon. And so, our focus is when we leave the locker room today that we're already starting on Oregon. But all that being said, we will watch the film tomorrow. We'll learn from it. We'll call out the champions, identify those, and make sure that we recognize the hard work that was done to go win this game, because we have a lot of respect for Iowa, Coach Ferentz, and the way they do things. It's a veteran team that's played a lot of football, and it's not easy to, rush for 200 yards against that defense. But also, some of the throws in a red zone I thought were pretty well done today, because those are the types of throws you have to make against a really good defense.
Over to the right, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
Ryan, we know how good Tyleek Williams is, but just how big of a difference does he make to what you're able to do inside, especially in a game like this where they're going to try to run right at you?
Well, there's a confidence because he's a very good player, but he also is a very good communicator, and so he's constantly talking to guys in there, and I think it's good to get everybody on the same page, but great to see, Ty Hamilton, get that, sack fumble, and then Jack, and I thought our guys were flying around today. Good to get IGB a pick like that. I mean, those were all huge plays in the game, which helped flip. Overall, I felt like, I don't know if I mentioned this on Tuesday, but, when you come into games, I think, especially for guys like Jack and JT, there's this, well, how many sacks are you going to get? Well, if they're running the ball every play, it's hard to get sacks. And so what do? You stop the run and then force them, go up by a couple scores. We wish we had done that a little bit sooner. Force them to throw the ball, and then here come the sacks, because now there's opportunity. And I think they did that and saw some big plays happen.
Okay, folks, I'm going to ask Emeka Abuka to go to that table to the right there. If we could clean off the table so he's got some room. Okay, and then we'll go over to the left, Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Ryan, as a coach with an offensive background like yourself, do you appreciate more what your defense can do and is doing with the takeaways, with holding the number one, number two back in the nation to what the yardage he had?
Yeah, there's no question, yeah. And it gives you confidence to go for it on a fourth down early in the game like that, because you feel like your defense is strong. And that's a big part of it. To get the turnovers on a short field like that is just, you're constantly playing downhill when that happens. So, yeah, I mean, those are huge in a game. And I guess, the turnovers ended up 3-2 or maybe with the downs 3-3. But those were all really big plays in a game. So,
you know, anytime we can do that, it's a game changer.
Oh, over to the right, Austin Ward, the podcast.
Ryan, I know you don't pay too much attention to the stuff that's said outside the program, but it feels like maybe Emeka doesn't get the acclaim that he deserves, or at least that you guys feel for him in the locker room. I don't know if you can assess that or not, but what is his value to this offense?
Yeah, I think Omeka's one of the best receivers in the country, and you know, it hurt him last year to have the high ankle sprain, but when you think about where he was, you know, the year before and now what he's doing now, you see a complete player. He's the captain of our team. He's a warrior. He does all the dirty work like he did in the Michigan State game, but then to see him come back and have three touchdown catches and contested all three of those was huge. And he's a leader. He's a warrior, and he's a, you know, I think, again, one of the better receivers in the entire country, and he's only getting better the more he plays.
Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan, just two quick things. One, what is Carnell's status? Then two, as far as the turnover thing goes, like, people talk about turnover luck and all that, but it seems like you guys are forcing some of those fumbles, and just wanted to kind of, has that been like a concerted effort sort of thing?
I mean, always. I think any defense would tell you that they work on, you know, poking the ball out. I think our guys have done a good job of that, and the quarterback is usually the most vulnerable guy, and so, the strip sacks are huge, and, we had two of those today. The interception was well done. But again, when you force a team one-handed, then, you know, now you have more opportunity to get turnovers, and so that's big. In terms of Carnell, Carnell was available. He could have played. Another one of these situations, we decided to hold him. If we needed to put him in the game, he absolutely could have played, but we just felt like it was the right thing to do to hold him, and hopefully we'll have 100% Carnell going into next week.
Over here to the right, Pat Forty, Sports Illustrated.
Ryan, you knew Jeremiah Smith was an elite talent coming in, but what about him made him ready to contribute and be a huge impact right away?
I think probably overall maturity. What I mean by that, like his physical maturity, he's big and strong, as you see, and so that's important. I think the next thing is his emotional maturity. This is somebody who practices hard every day. He's avoided distractions up until this point. He stays disciplined, practices really hard. I know that fumble is going to absolutely kill, you know, it's going to bother him, you know, and I think that's what makes him great. But he also has a lot of confidence, and we have a lot of confidence, you know, that we go right back to him and know what he's capable of. So he's got a great, coach in Brian Hartline. He's got a great mentor in Emeka Abuka, but he also came in with a great work ethic and a great mindset. But also, you know, physically, he's big and strong, which allows him to get on the field sooner.
Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
This was the best defense Will Howard has faced, I'm sure. He had the pick. He had some throws probably would like to have back. But then he obviously rebounded in the second. How would you kind of assess his performance and what you think he got out of this game?
I think he's going to get confidence coming out of this game. But I think when you have a couple things you'd like back, you know, you learn from those. And there's also, you know, he doesn't get rattled, you know. There's times where, I even try to rattle him in practice, and he doesn't. I mean, he kind of looks right. I got you, coach. All right. And that's a good sign for a quarterback. And I know he would like to have, you know, that throwback and, you know, a couple other things. But I thought, you know, the throw to Jeremiah on the double move was excellent. And some of those throws down in the red area, the one in particular to Emeka in the corner of the end zone here on the, the close side was a tremendous throw and catch. And he did make some nice third down throws. Even the third down throw he made on third and long to get it to fourth and manageable. We probably were going to pooch there, but he got enough. Jeremiah got it to, I think, was it fourth and two or fourth and three? And then he converts on the fourth down. I mean, those are huge plays. And then the red zone throws. So that's winning football. And then when you add that into, you know, him making a few plays with his feet, that's sort of the X factor right there.
Tim May, Letterman Row.
Thank you, Jerry. Ryan, just two quickies. Number one, are you more proud, this is like asking which kids you like most, but are you more proud of the way the offensive running game went today, or are you more proud of the defensive play against the rush? I mean, obviously we talked about it earlier. I mean, that's two kids you got to love, I guess, at the same time.
But. Yeah, well, I mean, that was the challenge. Run the football, stop the run. Yeah. And it starts with the guys up front. You know, I thought the offensive line played hard. I thought Justin prepared them. I thought the plan was good with everybody on the offensive staff. I thought Chip you know, put a good game plan together, called a good game. I thought the running backs ran hard again. I mean, physically hard. But, you know, the defense really showed up. And it started off with a really good week of Tuesday and Wednesday. You know, we had our second offensive line go down and give a great look. And Tuesday was okay. Wednesday was much better. And then, you know, the guys really showed up on Saturday. So if we can keep grinding on these, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday practices, you know, we can keep building on this, because that's, to me, what the difference is. And, you know, we're going to need a big week of work this week against Oregon.
You already mentioned Oregon. I mean, it's already on your mind and stuff. How big a game is this mid-season? I mean, can you put it in perspective?
They're all big, but, you know, I think just the way the schedule's played out, the competition is ramped up each week. Yeah, just the way that it played out. And here we go. I mean, this is going to be a great opponent, and we're looking forward to going across the country and playing it.
Folks, we're
going
to have three more questions for Coach David. In the meantime, I've got Donovan Jackson at the back table. Over to the left, Bill Bender, The Sporting News.
Yeah, you already said it. Tim kind of touched on it, but the drive to open the game, drive to open the second half, kind of mirror good mix of run and pass. Was there a discussion at halftime, like, we want to come out and run the ball? I think it was five straight, and it set up that deep shot.
Yeah, I mean, we always want a good mix. And to your point, when the runs are hitting for four and five and the balls are being completed, that makes it easier. But you're right. I thought both of those drives were well orchestrated, well designed, and well executed. And I think that's when we're at our best, when you feel like, okay, you got some run, you got some pass, you're converting on third down. And that's what we're capable of, and that's what we expect.
Over to the right, Jake Trotter, ESPN.
Ryan, back to Jeremiah, those two catches in the third quarter, how did they help change the game?
Yeah, I that was a big point in the game, and I think it was third and six or seven, and we caught them in a bracket coverage and executed that double move, and you only get a couple of those in practice where you can actually get it. But the key to me, I thought the throw and the catch was excellent, but the protection on a double move has to be really strong, because it takes time. And I thought I'd like to see how much time that actually took on the watch. My guess is probably longer than 3 seconds. Anytime you get that kind of protection, that's huge. And so that was a challenge for the offensive line. We knew that on that play we could get a next play if we were able to hold on, and we did. And then, you know, Will and Jeremiah did the rest. And then to come right back with the one-on-one, was a big-time play, yeah.
And final question for Coach Steve Hellwagon, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you about the linebackers, Sonny Styles, Cody Simon. It just feels like with each game you're feeling Sonny Styles' presence a little bit more. He seems like he's getting comfortable and confident. And that series down on the goal line where they didn't let him off the goal line right before halftime, those guys really stood up.
Yeah, they did. And you look at, you know, Higgins for them, number 34. I think he had 171 tackles last year. You know, how many inside zones has he seen in his life, you know? And you know, you think about where Eichenberg was, and you think about, you know, some of the great linebackers that are out there. You know, they've played a lot. They've seen a lot. They're able to diagnose plays. And the more Sonny plays, the more he's able to learn and diagnose those plays faster. And, you know, Cody played strong in there. You know, Arvell was in the mix. Safeties were strong. Lathan came up, made some plays. Caleb played well again. So they were all involved with it. But no, good to see Sonny getting more and more of those reps, because every rep he gets is an investment in his future, and he'll play faster and faster the more he plays.
Great. Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.